Welcome to Stress Less Obsessed, the podcast. My name is Sophie Deans, and I'm here to bring you all things on self-care, self-development, as well as lifestyle tips and hacks to keep your life as simple and stress-free as possible. So let's make a start and join me on a journey of living a life with less stress. Hello, welcome back, and new listeners, thanks so much for joining. It's great to have you here. Wow, what a week it's been. If you can't tell, I'm feeling a little bit tired today. I'm hoping it won't come out too much in the podcast and I can keep the energy up for you. But you would have seen if you follow me on Instagram that I've recently met with a naturopath. And so I'm going through a change in my diet at the moment and some tests to try and help kind of solve an autoimmune issue, I guess. So yeah, a bit flat today, but we're going to keep on powering through anyway. And something that I feel is really relevant at the moment, it's affecting my life at the moment, and it's around the change of the seasons. So if you're living here in Melbourne, then you will know that this week we've definitely been hit quite badly with a sudden change in weather forecast. We've had rain, and more rain. And to be honest with you, today is actually very nice. So it's definitely feeling like autumn. And so I think I should mention that you should not tune out if you are listening and you don't currently have seasons where you're living at the moment. If you're on the other side of the globe, your seasons also might be the opposite of where I am in Melbourne. So you might be coming into spring instead of autumn. And look, if you're in England, I've heard on the grapevine that you're actually experiencing similar weather to us. So very relevant. No, but anyway, you should be able to get something out of this episode, whether or not you have seasons, and whether you're seasonless. So just join us on this journey and hopefully it will give you some prompts to potentially shake up any of your daily rituals that need a bit of a reset. To give you a bit of an insight as to what it's like right here in Melbourne, I just had to pause the recording to take off my big thick jumper because I'm now too warm and I forgot that I was actually wearing quite a warm top underneath it. So this is where we're at here in Melbourne. Some days it's hot, some days it's cold. We're back into that kind of, well, we don't really know what the weather's going to be like, even more so than usual. But yes, anyway, so today's episode is about changing with the seasons. And so it includes things like upgrading some things, some rituals, daily rituals, but also downgrading as well. And when I say downgrading, I mean potentially slowing down. And why am I talking about this? Well, for me anyway, even though I'm a huge, big lover of routine, I'm also a real big fan of reevaluating what's going on in my life and seeing if it's still working for me. And I think a change of season is as good a prompt as ever because it's something that you really notice, or at least you do here anyway. It's quite obvious. It's something that we will find we notice because it affects our day-to-day life and living and how we feel and the decisions then that we choose to make. So for me, when I'm looking at my daily routine and what is and isn't working for me, I'm thinking things like the weather that might affect my energy levels, my mood. I definitely know it does. When it's grey, rainy, cloudy, you know, I'm more of a hermit, like especially in winter. than I am in summer. So rather than having these expectations of myself that I say that I should be doing this, I should be doing that, and then potentially feeling guilty and disappointing myself why I can't keep up, I actually just reassess the big picture and see, no, okay, well, maybe I don't want to do that anymore right now. What do I actually want to do instead? What's going to make me happier instead? So not just that, but, you know, even if the season doesn't impact what I'm doing, I think it's still nice to have a check-in to see if something is working for me and just to make sure that I'm happy. And if not, or even if, is there anything else I want to do? Are there new opportunities now that weren't there before? Rather than just sailing through life, going about my usual commitments because that's just what I do. You know, I go to Ariel every week because that's just what I want. That's just what I do. Rather than stepping back and thinking, do I still want to do that? Is there anything else I want to do? Do I need to change my routine to fit that in? And so this is why I'm saying to those people who come from countries and places that don't have seasons, keep listening, because you can still take on board, if you want to, some of the things that I'm going to mention in this episode and some things that I really find beneficial and that might help to prompt, to reevaluate your day and check in with yourself. Okay, so I wanted to get through some ways how we can reshape our rituals with the seasons. And let's start with something that's been big in my life at the moment. I mentioned just at the very beginning, and that's my diet. So a little bit of information for you. You know, my autoimmune skin disease is something that's never really bothered me too much. Because it appears on my skin, it doesn't itch. It's more, I guess, if I notice it, which I don't nowadays, but it seems to be getting worse. So this New Year's resolution, kind of, is to really focus on addressing that this year. Okay, so, and I know from a lot of reading that, you know, a lot of skin issues come from the gut. So that's why I'm working with a naturopath at the moment who's put me on a plan to see if we can actually conquer this. And you'll see a lot on my stories on Instagram if you're interested, and you can see what I'm doing with that and how it's going. Aside from that, anyway, even if I wasn't on this new plan, as the seasons change, especially here in Melbourne and definitely in England where I've come from, you know, your diet would change because you go from wanting, you know, warmer foods, more comfort foods in winter, and then going to lighter, fresher, cooler foods in summer, like salads. And so what's actually great about the plan I'm on is that it does actually incorporate a lot of stews and casseroles and soups. So that's great for me because we're coming into winter. But you might be going into reverse. So you, lucky people, might be going into summer. But anyway, it's a chance to have a look at what you're eating, because I feel like sometimes we make these choices without much thought, but it's more of a gradual change. But this is something we can look at. Okay, the weather's changing. Oh, maybe we should eat more salads, or maybe now we know that because it's summer, there's fresher or there's wider available fruits and produce, things like that. Same as in winter. Oh, okay, so we know there's more kind of winter vegetables going to be available. And it's about being conscious. And something else that I've been doing is trying new recipes, batch cooking. And that's something that you might find is helpful as well. Something where I used to do in the past as well was to order in convenience meals to give me some more time to live. So I wasn't going from working long hours and then cooking dinner to then eating it and washing up and then feeling like it was bedtime. That cut out quite a huge amount of time for me, And I found it was really good because I had a lot of varying options. So I had a completely different meal every day. Whereas if I was cooking for myself, living alone at the time, I would have had one meal probably spread over, or definitely 2 days, and maybe then the rest for lunch. Because, you know, the amount of food that you need to buy, you're not going to eat that all in one go. But yeah, anyway, seasons, do you have the time to cook? Do you still want to cook? Is there another option that you could look at? This is a really good time to reflect. Maybe you're busier in summer and you're out a lot more and you don't want to be inside cooking. Whereas in winter, you might have more time at home to try those new recipes. I definitely know in winter, I love to try new recipes because I'm spending a lot more time indoors. I love cooking for other people as well. So this is all about thinking about, okay, the weather's changing. What do I want to do? And rather than kind of dragging your heels and thinking, why is this not working for me? You're kind of being a bit more proactive about it. You also might be thinking, oh, okay, I need, I've been wanting to eat a bit more healthily. This could be a good time to change it up. And it's just a good time for reflection, really. But you could be completely happy with the way your diet is. You could be eating perfectly balanced meals, healthy, and 100% happy. But this is just something I do when the seasons change. And yeah, it's just a suggestion. Now, the next one, and I'm so sorry, I feel like as I was planning this podcast that this is so cliche, and I was thinking I should really mix it up a bit, maybe leave it as a bit of a surprise, but it really makes sense to have them together. The next one, ta-da, is exercise. Of course, diet and exercise kind of go hand in hand, right? So unless you've been living under a rock, you will know how good exercise is for you. Why? Because everyone everywhere is telling us to exercise. For one reason or another, we should exercise this many times, do this many steps for this amount of time. So look, the things that convince me to exercise most is the things that I enjoy, what I like doing, what makes me feel good. Why would I not do something that I love and that makes me happy? And that's why I do aerial, and that's why I do not run. I do not like running. It doesn't make me happy. I'm sure it's good for you, but I prefer aerial and it makes me feel good and it keeps me healthy. I think, again, seasons are a good time to reassess this, especially if the weather is going to affect the type of exercise you're doing. You know, running outside, if it's going to be tipping down with rain for the next 3 to 6 months, maybe if that's going to make you miserable, you change that up before you get to the point where you're like, oh, I didn't run this week, it was raining. Oh, I didn't run, you know, last week either. And then you get to the point where you've actually stopped exercising and potentially taken something you love out of your life. So a little bit of forward planning, I would suggest. What I would do is maybe get even a temporary membership, you know, if you love running outside, but you can't because you won't run if it's raining, maybe getting a temporary month-to-month gym membership, or even, you know, a secondhand treadmill that you could use indoors. I don't know. But just finding a way around what you know is going to happen due to the change of seasons and changing that so that you can navigate that a bit better. Just some other thoughts for you. You know, I've been prone not to go to an aerial class when it's super hot. So if it's over 35 degrees, because I'm like, oh, I've got to, you know, get to the train station, and it's going to be really hot walking to the train station, and then I know it's going to be hot in the studio, and it puts me off just as much as when it gets dark and cold. So on the dark, cold nights, when it's probably dark before I've even left to go to aerial, and I'm already at home, It takes a lot of motivation to get me out. And I know that. So I know that as soon as it starts to get like that, I'm going to be doing an earlier class and trying to get into the classes that I can do during the day where I don't have that blocker. So I'm reshaping that. So I'm still doing my aerial class, but I'm just changing it for this season. And you know what? When we go back to spring and summer, I'll probably change it back again because that's just what works. And the same with walks. You know, I am a huge fan of walks and walking. I love walking every day. I just find it so good for your mood and your well-being. Obviously, it's good exercise as well. But things like if it's raining and you don't want to go on your walks, can you go at a different time of day to not completely cut it out? Again, it's the same as going for a run. It's about just not waiting until you're like, oh, I haven't gone for a walk for however many days because it's too cold, it's too rainy, you know, and then you get out of the habit and then, you know, you've changed because of the seasons, but not because you wanted to. So it's just thinking about things like that. Another point while we're talking about, you know, potentially being outside, vitamin D. And I guess I'm already starting to feel that here. So when it's such a nice morning, I love to sit outside with a cup of matcha or a glass of celery juice and get that sunshine in the morning, a little bit of warmth before it gets too hot. And as the weather's changed, I mean, this week I have not been sitting outside in the rain, surprisingly. But today I'm like, oh, it'll be nice to sit outside. And then I'm like, oh, have I been getting as much vitamin D? I've been going for my walks, but it just feels different when you're just soaking up the sun a bit. Being sun safe, of course. But yeah, rain or shine, I will go for a walk and just move, get fresh air, get out of the house and see stuff, you know, get out of the four walls. And really get some endorphins, our happy hormones. But I will change that up with the seasons and I will go earlier in winter. So I will go when it's the warmer part of the day. And, you know, it's the opposite in summer here in Melbourne. I would have gone in the early mornings or the evenings, late at night, when it's much cooler. If it's a 38 degree day, I mean, the dogs can't walk out in that heat anyway. But it still gets me out. So it's just about adapting. And I think it's important, I completely recognise, coming from England originally, that if you're going into winter, I remember going to work in London and it would be dark in the morning, grey, dark. I would go into the office, I wouldn't come out at lunchtime, and then I would come home, oh, it'd be dark and grey, nighttime, potentially raining. And it's depressing. It's so bloody miserable. And if I'd known what I know now, I would have taken my best waterproofs, my warmest and least fashionable coat, and I would have gone for a leisurely wander during my lunch breaks to get outside for the full hour. Just leisurely wandered. I don't know if I ever see anyone leisurely wander in London, but there you go. Maybe that's just where I was working. But obviously then, even sunshine isn't guaranteed. I think even just getting fresh air, though, makes you feel better and getting blood flowing and moving through your veins. And seasonal affective disorder is definitely a thing in places like this, where you don't necessarily get sun every day. And so if that's something that you could be affected by, then definitely visit a medical professional for further advice and guidance on what to do to help. I'm not a medical professional, I can't help you out with that, but I'm sure there's definitely some things that can be done to help you get through those winter months. Okay, next I wanted to touch on goals and making them realistic. So our lifestyles tend to change with the change of seasons, you know, as I mentioned, you might go out a bit more in summer than you do in winter. And so perhaps you might have been wanting to do some extra study or, I don't know, something similar, something you've always wanted to do. And so my example is extra study because one of my friends has recently is actually going through extra study, working full time and then doing the extra hours to study on top. And doing that during winter could be the perfect time to do or start that. Maybe going into summer, you realize that's not going to work because you want to be going out, you're going to get FOMO. Obviously, I know a lot of study is all year round, but you know, just something to think about. If there's something you've been wanting to do, when is the perfect time to do that? Can a change in season help you to transition to that a bit more smoothly? And I think we need to be realistic. It's all good saying, oh, I'll get through it. You know I go out a lot during summer, but it'll be fine. I'll manage. And then you realize you're really stressed out. Okay, well, it's like, be proactive. Don't put yourself in that situation. Okay, I think we should reflect on our goals regularly anyway. So doing this, whether it's monthly, at least quarterly, I think for myself is a great way to check in to see if I'm on track, either for the year or just in general, really. Especially those New Year's resolutions. It's month 4 and I've just sought out a naturopath, so good job I had my check-in. And look, if your weather isn't changing, why not take a minute to have this prompt to see if you are still heading in the right direction? And if not, what can you do about it? And then make sure that you check in with yourself in the next 3 months again. Okay, so my last one for today can be done for anyone. And it's more of a reminder to embrace the seasonal, embrace the seasonal activities. So it doesn't have to be revolving around seasons, but it could be like holidays throughout the year, you know, religious celebrations. And it's about saying get involved rather than being passive and like, meh, another one, you know. Just really take a moment to be in the moment, fully immerse yourselves, and I think you'll find it will really transform your week or your day or your month, and it will really change things up for you, and you'll really start to feel a change of seasons, even if you don't have seasons necessarily. So I remember when I used to work for a really cool startup, and it was so multicultural, and we celebrated so many different holidays of different cultures. I found that was so great to learn about what other people do across the world with other backgrounds. And it was so fun. People were really happy to share like their history, their family history and stories. And it all brought us really close together. It was quite useful for bonding actually across the whole company, not just within teams. And like, I know it's not everyone's thing, and I respect everyone, especially when it comes down to religion. You know, you don't want to get involved necessarily with other people's beliefs or beliefs in general. That's totally okay. It's just more about being open to the things that you do celebrate and being a bit more involved in that, involved in the celebrations that you have. And so I'll give some examples for you. Myself, it would be pumpkin carving. Halloween. Do I celebrate Halloween? Not really. At least not every year. I have done a few times in the past. But yeah, generally that's been quite passive. But I know for a fact that the times that I have celebrated, I've done some pumpkin carving at Halloween, or I've done some ice skating around Christmas time, I've had such a laugh doing it. And I'm not sure if it's because I haven't done it that often, so it's a bit of a novelty, or it's just because it is really good because it changes up your week, right? It's not every week that you go ice skating. It's not every week that you go pumpkin carving. So yeah, just taking advantage of what is available to you in your community, in your country, in your town, and taking the joy that it's offering you. So you can do that with the seasons or without seasons, wherever you are. But you can also do things, if you do have seasons, like taking advantage of gardening, which you can do in winter or summer. Probably more enjoyable in spring and autumn, actually, to be honest with you, here in Melbourne. But yeah, just taking advantage of that. And like going to the beach as well, something you can do in winter, but it's not really very enjoyable. It's not the same, is it? So I guess we're coming to the end of this episode, and it might be apparent to you now, but once you've assessed some of the things I've spoken through today, you might think that you want to change up your routine and reshape your rituals. So even just the season changing itself can have an impact on our body clocks, you know, especially here with daylight savings and the clocks change. Our bodies can get a bit confused for a while. So if you are thinking of changing up your routine a little bit, some things that have helped me tremendously with a transition would be things like trying to keep my meal times. Trying to keep my meal times the same time every day, trying to get up and go to bed at the same time roughly, and making sure that I keep time for relaxing and self-care as well. So you might want to change up yours, you may not, and that's absolutely fine, but I hope you can take something away from this episode. And I'd say small changes are probably better than a complete flip. So just maybe changing one thing per week, I find it's really great, because I don't have to remember a whole 100 different things that I wanted to change this week. It's just like, oh yeah, I'm gonna walk at lunch times now, okay, instead of, you know, the evenings. And then the following week, oh yeah, okay, so now I'm going to cook some more stews because it's winter, and I know that makes me feel good. So yeah, just taking little steps at a time, just like I guess you would with any personal growth or change in life. So here you have it for today's episode, my little list of ways that I like to reshape with the seasons is reflecting on diet, exercise, ensuring that I'm still getting enough sunlight and getting outdoors, setting realistic goals and checking in, and finally immersing in the seasonal activities and celebrations. So I think that was everything I wanted to share with you today, and I'd love to hear any other ways that you personally like to change with the seasons. And I'd also love to hear, if you don't have seasons, how you manage that, and if you take time already to reflect and make changes throughout the year. Really keen to know. So please hit follow or subscribe wherever you're listening, and leave a rating or review if you're loving the podcast. I'd really appreciate that. It will get the word out. All right then, I will catch you next time. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram, Stress Less Obsessed, and thanks for listening. Until next time, breathe and stress less.